Hello and welcome to the Peak Endurance Podcast. Two pods, week in, week eight. Admittedly, we skipped a week, so
We
yeah, we're
skipped a
making
week,
up.
so we're making up two.
Sorry, this is Ron. I'm
Hello.
Isabel.
Hello, and welcome to the Peak Endurance Podcast.
Yes, indeed. Here we are back again in your ears with our dulcet tones to guide you through your long run and stave off boredom if possible.
Yes,
Or
I'm
maybe
sure we
induce
can.
boredom. We're not really
No,
sure.
we
You
wouldn't.
could go either way.
No, we wouldn't do that. We're extremely entertaining.
And highly professional.
Oh yeah,
That's
highly professional.
what we're having in
Should we
wine.
say taking a sip
Cheers.
of wine?
Yeah. You know, I mean, because.
Yeah, because that's how we roll. We loosen our lips with wine, and we're ready to
Then
go.
we can spin some shit
Yeah,
and entertain the masses,
that's right.
the masses of two people. If you listen to us, let us know.
Yeah, that's right.
There was someone at Buller that said they
There
listened to us.
was,
And who
yes.
was that?
Who was that? That was.
That was what was his name? Alistair.
Oh, Alistair. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hi, Alistair.
You did really well. Awesome work.
Yep.
We had a great chat with him. He's
Yeah.
lovely. Over from England. He's moved here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Several years ago now. But
Yes, yes.
we spent some time with him between Lovick's and Gantner. Huh.
If you say so, I
Yep,
don't know.
we did. Had a bit of a chat. Yeah, and then
We were kind
we
of swapping spots
yeah.
for a while, and then once things got out of control for me,
Yeah,
he just marched on
yeah,
ahead
that's right.
and got a second win. But we saw him at King's.
Yes, yeah,
Yep.
that's right. He got into
And
King's
we
Silver.
actually saw him finish. He did not see us, but
Yeah.
we saw you finish, Alistair, with that girl. I've forgotten her name.
Yeah, I
But
don't know.
anyway.
But we managed to get into King's before him,
Because we got
only because we came in on four wheels.
yes. We beat you, Alistair.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into that in a minutin.
Yep.
So last weekend was hut to hut, and it would have been number 12 of 12
Yes.
if someone had managed to keep
That's
going.
still a thing.
Yes, but you know, it was affecting my health and we'll go into that a little bit more
Yep.
because the effects have been more far-reaching.
That's right.
So we started hut to hut, and you were really
I
nervous.
was nervous. Because I've spent a bit of time on that course, so I knew how difficult it was.
Ron has spent time in it marking the
Mark,
course and
marking
that.
the course, yeah. And I did a bit of a run with Andy Payne, the
Race director.
race director, at one time as well. So I have spent a reasonable amount of time on the course. So I knew it was going to be tough. So I was a bit nervous. Getting myself stuck back into that pain cave. Wasn't looking forward to it.
Whereas I, on the opposite end of the spectrum, was completely not nervous, which is a warning sign in and of itself.
Yes, that's right.
Because, you know, they always say when you get nervous before a race, it's a sign that you care. So when you're not nervous, it's a sign that your head's not in the game.
Yeah.
And you better get in the game.
Got to
Get
get
in
in the game.
the
We both had kids that were of the
Into High
High
School
School Musical.
Musical.
Right.
I used to listen to that when I was
Yeah.
running, get my head in the game, and they'd have all the squeaking of the shoes on the
Yes.
basketball court. Anyway, sorry. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So my head wasn't in the game from the get-go,
Yeah.
and Ron's nerves kind of annoyed me at the time.
I was so anxious.
Oh my God.
I was, like a rabbit stuck in the
Oh my
headlights, and I was
God. And I,
darting, and
yeah,
yeah.
weaving and.
And Isabel was getting shitty with me because I was maybe going a little bit too quicker than we would normally go
I
at the
don't
start.
start fast. I've
Yeah.
never been a fast starter. Like I've always said, even when I've won races, I'm normally out the back at the
Yeah.
start. And
So
he's sprinting off ahead and looking behind as if, where are you? Where are
I
you?
was a bit gun
I'm like, if
shy.
you don't know me by now, you don't know me.
Yeah, so it caused a little bit of angst
Never.
between us.
We get
So
along so well
we
all
do
the time.
all the time, 100% of the
Except for when you're annoying
time.
or I'm annoying
So
you,
there may have
which
been
never
a few
happens.
harsh words being
Oh, they
spoken.
weren't harsh words, were they?
Maybe a couple,
Yeah.
but We get over that sort of thing.
Honest words,
Mate, yeah, I say harsh, you say honest. Yeah.
mate.
Depends, it depends on who's firing them as to how they
How they
so,
land. Yeah.
so yeah, so it wasn't a great start to the race, to be
No,
honest.
I was like, we ran up to the top of Bulla. That's the start, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I just want to go back and go back to bed. So that was like 2 kilometers in.
That's right.
So an auspicious start, it was not.
And then, quite frankly,
Progressively, things got worse.
didn't get much better after that. So we managed to get
Stumble our way down 4 mile.
4 mile. And yeah,
And you wanted to be
it's
careful down
tough.
4 mile because your adductors can
Yes,
cramp.
yeah. Because when I'm running on rocky terrain, I don't know why.
I don't know, because
I
we do strengthening
yeah,
work, we do
we do a lot of
what you
hills.
need is massage.
And so I was worried about that, and sure enough,
It's because what you look at is what you get.
yeah, probably 15 k's in, like at the bottom
Yeah.
of 8 mile,
I mean,
which
we run for 30, 50
yeah,
k's and he doesn't get
no
it.
problems at all,
But
but
as soon as he obsesses about it,
yeah,
there's a lesson in that.
my adductors started to cramp,
A
and
big lesson,
yeah,
people.
but anyway, we got down and got down to the river at the bottom of 4 mile, and pretty much right at the edge of the river, Isabel had a trip and
Of
fell.
course, because I'm bloody
We'd
un.
done we'd gone down 4 mile, which is really sketchy and really
It's a
steep.
really easy
Got to
bit.
the easy bit and you tripped and fell.
Grazed my knee. But like, unfortunately, depending on your viewpoint,
Yeah.
but what I felt unfortunate, because I would have loved it if the photographer had caught that.
It was right around the corner.
But yes, they were right around the corner. And we went across the river. And because my balance is a bag of shit,
Yeah.
we held hands across the river. And he said later we were the only
Only
people.
ones to hold hands across it. And we insisted we did it because we love one
Well, I insisted we
another.
did it. You were happy to march on across without me. And I'm like, oh.
So it was a tough start. And then,
And then it was a tough middle, and then it was a tough DNF. And then so we kept running, and I was noticing some hot spots on the side, like sort of, like almost at the top of my shorts on the side where the pack is at the side. And I'm thinking hot spots. Oh, I get occasionally, normally I get chafe at the front on my under my crop top, and we were going to put fix them all there,
Yeah.
but we didn't bother.
Didn't bother.
And but then I'm getting it on the side, and I've gotten it once or twice in a race, and it's always just been teeny
Yeah,
tiny,
like a line.
nothing to worry about,
Yeah.
just a line. I thought, oh, well, that's all it is. I'll ignore it. Famous last words.
Yeah.
And then I start to feel a hot spot on my back, and I'm like, well, how about I ignore that too? And I kept ignoring and kept ignoring it until we got to a point where I got the chafe cream out and I put it on the
Yeah.
sides there. And it was burning. Then we kept going, and then we kept going. I said to Ron, oh, my back's sore. I said, can you just have a look and tell me if I need to put some cream on? And I lifted up my top, and Ron went,
Oh,
yeah, shit. Yes. And he's like, oh, it's pretty
jeez.
bad. I'm like, put the triple B cream on, and oh my God, it burnt. And I know now why it burnt is because I was had removed
Yeah.
layers of skin.
Yeah.
So he was putting that on, and I'm like, ah. And then he thought it would be helpful to rub it in.
Aren't you supposed to rub that stuff in?
No, it's not body
Oh,
lotion. You
okay.
just swipe it on.
Yeah.
Anyway, not your fault.
I don't use it normally because I
No,
don't
no.
really get cramp
Anyway,
in.
so but it was burning like the bejesus.
No.
So we kept going, and people have asked, was the pack swinging? I didn't feel the pack swinging. You were behind me. Did it
Yeah,
look like it was
no,
swinging?
it didn't look like it.
I just think the monstrous mandatory kit
Yeah.
had an effect, and it was exactly the clothes I wore in the Swiss Alps, which I did for 22 hours. Clothes, pack, everything aside from the monstrous
Yeah.
mandatory kit, everything was exactly the same. So obviously it was the size of the kit, but it was hot in Switzerland, so I don't know. And I've run with huge packs before, like GCR, 44 hours, not a bit of
Yeah.
chafe on my back, nothing. So anyway, we kept going. Then we got to Gantner's Hut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it really fucking hurts.
Yeah, so you took the pack off.
And lifted up my top. And that's when Alistair went, oh my God, Isabel, that looks terrible. And he goes, I don't want to say it, but that looks bad, or something along those lines. That was when, anyway, go on.
Yeah, and then of course, Gantner's is it, for anyone that
Middle of
doesn't
nowhere.
know, it's literally in the middle of nowhere. That there's like a 20K stretch where the only aid is at this hut that any aid has to be hiked in from from about 5 kilometers in. So it's really just a check-in station. They had some water there and a little bit of coke, but it's really nothing more than checking in and then moving on.
It's not a spot where you can do anything.
Yeah, so we sat there and it wasn't great, not only the chafing, but we just weren't feeling it,
And I have a condition called Meniere's disease, which I've had for 15 years, but it has gotten worse in the last 6 to 8 months. I personally believe, I mean, I've had episodes. Like I remember sometimes running out from my old place and trying to run in a straight line and just running into the fence and then running, trying to run straight and just kept running into the fence. So basically, Meniere's is vertigo to the utmost extreme. And so I remember going on those run zones and I'd have to just look at the footpath and look at my feet and just stay focused. And it was survivable. It wasn't bad. But I mean, it was bad, because that's not fun, but it wasn't terrible. But last year I had a couple of bad episodes, like completely and utterly debilitating, and frightening. And that's why I pulled out of Costa Cozzi, because I was really scared it would happen during the race. And I didn't want to good on my crew to go there. And it actually, I had a terrible episode the weekend of Costa Cozzi while we were at home. So I'm really glad I didn't do it. So bad that I actually fell over. And
Yeah,
when
that's
you're
right.
not doing anything and you fall over from the vertigo, it's quite upsetting.
And then had to spend the next 24 hours lying on the couch because
With or lying in bed with my eyes shut
any kind of
and
movement made you feel really
like
nauseous.
nauseous. And I, well, it was like, it was horrendous. And then the next 2 to 3 days, the next day you can't drive. The next 2 to 3 days, it's like the most god-awful hangover you've ever experienced. And the exhaustion is unbelievable. Anyway, I started to have an attack during hut to hut. I can tell when that happens because my tinnitus in my ear gets really loud, like so loud though. Gets really, really loud. And then I started to get a little bit dizzy, but it got worse when we were on
The crosscut.
crosscut, which of course is not when you want to be having vertigo. And I've been given medication recently. I took the medication and I think it helped, as in I didn't have a full-blown attack. And I ended up taking 2 tablets, didn't I?
I think you took half to start with,
No,
and
I took a full
oh, you
one
took four?
because, because the doctor said they're quite strong and just to take, while I'm learning, just to take half at a time. Well, my neurologist said this, but he said some people take 3 tablets a day. So I took one and I took one a bit further on. And I was still stumbling and falling and not falling, but, I felt unsteady. I didn't feel safe and I just wanted it over. And I find it upsetting when this happens to me. I find it quite upsetting and demotivating, to say the least. And I had been whinging to Ron that, I've kind of, I've been doing 100K races plus for 12 years, and like maybe, I've kind of reached my limit. And you know what it's like. Once again, what you focus on is what you get. So Ron listened to this and listened to my whinging and whining, and that's what he was focusing on. And so he felt kind of the same. And I kind of blame myself because I think maybe if I'd shut my trap and not, no, truly, if I hadn't said anything, then I could have pulled and you could have kept going. And I reckon you would have finished it and been fine. Because normally, under normal circumstances, we would finish. That's like, it's a tough course, but we would have got it done. I've done tough courses before, lots of tough races. Switzerland was fucking tough,
And
right? And
it
I got
was
it
very
done.
similar
Similar elevation.
elevation to this.
And I got it done. Not an issue. Like it was horrible, but I got it done. Whereas I just literally, once you lose the will, that's it. It's gone. It's gone. And it's happened to me before in races, and when I've DNF'd, and you just have to accept that not every race is going to be awesome. You can train your guts out. Not that we specifically did, because this was on the road to Barclay. So for me, and I've pulled out of Barclay because of this condition. I don't feel I can give at the moment any race my 100% all because I'm so frightened of it creating an episode.
Because some of those episodes that she's had recently have come after big training days
Yes, fatigue is a trigger, or heat.
or heat, yeah, or
Yeah.
warm training days.
But
So,
fatigue is a major trigger for me.
yeah.
And so running through the night, I'm just really frightened. And then of being lost at Barkly, where I don't, it's not like being lost in Australia where I know the terrain, you know. I just didn't have it in
At
me.
Barkley, there's no phone coverage. You're not
No.
allowed to have a
Well, I
phone.
don't have a phone.
So once you're out there, you're on your
Yeah.
own. You know,
No EPIRB, no, you know,
no.
all this shit that we
Yeah.
us babied people need here in Australia. So yeah, I've pulled out. I've been there twice, you know. I've done my dash, you know. I got accepted three times. Like, bloody hell, that's bloody awesome and amazing.
Yep.
So that's it. But yeah, so heart to heart, we just kept slowing down
We,
deliberately, kind of, because
in
we
the
didn't
end,
want to meet the cutoff.
yeah, in the end, we knew what the cutoff was
Yeah. Gantness.
at Mount Spec,
Oh yeah.
and
Oh yeah, I see
the
it now.
closer we got to it, the more we slowed down because
Ron's like, no, slow down, slow down.
we're coming into the aid station. We still had 15 minutes before the cutoff, and we're like, no, wait, we have to slow down. But in the end, you know, when we got
We
there
went, and then Jared had a look at my back, and I said, oh, maybe we should just keep going. He goes, you're not keeping on going, is it? Not with your back like that. He said on some spots it was down two layers because you can tell the ooze. He said the ooze changes color. It's a different color, and that means a certain layer of skin has gotten down because it was literally oozing everywhere, and there was nothing you could put on it, padding wise or bandage wise or cream wise. The only thing is to leave it to dry. So, and putting a pack on it would be like, well, it was torture, pretty much. It was torture. Especially those Solon packs, which are like cheese graters on your
Yeah,
back,
they
on your
are.
skin.
Yeah.
So, you
So
know.
yeah, that was it, and it wasn't a surprise to us because we kind of knew from about
20K.
the from pretty early on
Yeah.
that there was a high chance that we weren't going to get it done.
Yeah.
Our enthusiasm and our drive just wasn't there.
Waned 100%.
It wasn't there,
Once I complained.
particularly for the you know for the last 20 Ks.
Oh,
It was
the fact
just.
that we got 60Ks done, I reckon, is
I reckon
comical.
if we could have pulled out sooner, we probably would have.
We would have absolutely. Oh, I would have. Yeah.
So,
No. I wanted to run from the Mount Buller summit back to the Taroom.
Miss the turn off and head straight home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it wasn't a great day, but you know, you have them.
It
So
happens, you know, like, and this is the problem with racing so infrequently. Not that we were there to race,
no.
but having events so infrequently, which is what happens when you do ultras, is because, you know, when you race a lot, like with half marathons or something, it doesn't matter if one of the races is off because you know you've got another race in a month and you can redeem yourself. But when you do, and I always say this to not over race, if you only do two big races a year, if that day falls on a bad day, it
Yeah.
sucks. And it does suck. And I'm not denying it. And that's why many ultra runners end up over racing. But you're more likely to have a sucky race if you over race. And I did too much last year with my 12 and 12 challenge. And I'm well aware of that. It was kind of a test. I wanted to see, you know, see what it was like doing all this extra racing that people want to do. And it's shit. It's just,
Yeah.
it's not sustainable. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your mind. It's not good for your race results. Like,
Yeah.
just don't over race. So it was a test that I did that made it quite clear to me that over racing is really bad. And you don't have to want to win races and it's still bad for you.
Yeah.
You will still. Your performance will be way below what you could have done. You could finish races way quicker and have much better time and everything.
Yeah.
So don't, the lesson to this is don't overrace. And to be fair, February, last race, 100K race I did was September. That was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So you know, I'd had a 6 month break and it was still too much
Yeah.
and I couldn't be fucked.
Yep.
And but I also think as I've gotten older with this many years that the accumulation of everything that I have done has started to wear on me. And we've realized from the tests that the neurologist did on me that the misshape and shape I had when I won GSER was caused by the meniere's
Yeah.
because it was a bend to my left, which is the side the meniere's is on.
Yep.
And he said that's what will happen,
Yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
And so basically that
So,
Horrible.
yeah, some of the tests that we did while we're at the neurologist, even he was shocked
How bad I
at
was.
how
That's why he
bad it
gave me
got.
the medication straight away. And I'm like, I don't need medication because I just suck it up every day, you know? But he was shocked how bad I was. And I think he thought, he was like, oh, this will really help you every day. And I'm like, but I don't need it every day. But I think he, from the results, he thought it must be pretty miserable, but I'm used to it. So, you know.
Yeah, so we've got an appointment with
The ear, nose, and throat specialist, because the neurologist said, and I said to him at the end, so really, I don't have many ears, do I? You don't think I do you? And he goes, no, you do. You just have
He
to go.
was quite certain.
Because I'm like, nah, maybe not, maybe not. And he's like, no, you just have to go to the ENT just to get the 100%, diagnosis.
Because it's not a neurological
Because there's nothing wrong with my
disease.
brain, which thank Christ, because that's what I was worried about.
So he was happy with everything in that respect. But he said from everything I've seen, it's almost a certainty that it's many ears, he said. But the guy that we're going to see is a Victorian expert and will confirm everything properly.
So, you know,
So
and I've seen this neurologist for a while because I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis many moons ago, after they with the start of the many ears, hearing loss and tinnitus, and they did brain scans and they said I had a cyst on my brain and multiple sclerosis. But he said, no, it's not multiple sclerosis. And he's great. He, awesome. Awesome guy. Wasn't multiple sclerosis. Still have the cyst on my brain, which is why I still get the brain scans, which is why we thought it was neurological. But
He
no.
actually he thinks the cyst has shrunk a little bit.
Yeah, because it was quite large originally.
So he was more than happy and happy with everything that you did as far as a neurologist is goes. So that's why we're moving
He
up to
even took
the
a phone call from his mother-in-law while we were there.
That's all right.
He was like, oh, she's losing it. So funny. And we're like, okay.
That's all right. He was a funny guy.
He's a funny guy. He came in eating a muffin. Oh, someone's birthday out there. And we're like, where's our muffin? No, actually, that was you that said it.
Yes,
I'm not a muffin
it was a
girl.
good looking muffin.
You put it in his drawer, I think you did,
I
didn't you?
think so, yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
so.
So yeah, that was how Heart to Heart went. So on the Saturday, because we were, there was a chance that if we had beat the cutoff and wanted to keep going at Mount Spec, we could have gone another, I don't know, 9Ks or whatever it was to King Hut and stayed the night there because we'd sent our sleeping bag and sleeping mat and everything
And I
to
was like,
them.
oh, 9K, what's that? It took Alistair about 3 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, fucking thank God.
Yeah,
Oh my
because we
God.
waited for quite a long time to get picked up at Mount Spec,
Yeah.
and then the road from Mount Spec was a mess,
Oh my
so it was a
God. And in the
slippery trip.
four-wheel drive, and it's smashing us around. And of course, I've got this terrible chafe on my back. So I'm having to prop myself up trying to get, oh, it
And it
was.
was late. It was probably about 11 o'clock at night by the time we were going along there, and
Yeah.
this poor guy in the front seat
Oh my
kept
God.
falling asleep in
That
the
was
front seat. And
hilarious.
then the car would hit a rock and it'd smash his head into the window. I'm
And
like, oh.
how he could fall
He did it
asleep
like four or five times. It was
because he wasn't,
hilarious.
this was his first 100 of all, and he wasn't used to being up that late. And he was young.
Yeah, he was a
He
young
was
guy.
young. God, at that age, I was used to staying up all night, every night. But he wasn't used to staying up late and obviously physically exerting. And oh my God, and we're us three in the back, like, oh, wow, because there was another guy next to me. And this guy next to me, he was lovely. He was so worried about bashing into me. I'm sorry, it's okay. Like, we're in a bumpy car. Like, Jesus Christ, it's
Yeah,
okay.
that was a tough, terrible road. Like it, I've driven there on that road before a couple of times, and it was the worst I've ever seen it. It was tough.
It was unbelievable, but it was Matt, wasn't it?
Matt.
He did it. I could really see that he was a great four-wheel driver. Like, he did such a good job
Matt.
considering the god-awful terrain. And it was not his car,
No.
so it wasn't a car that he's used to.
No.
And he did such a good job, and he was laughing and talking and keeping us all relaxed. Like, I just was in awe of what an awesome job he did, quite
Matt
frankly.
Mason is Andy Payne's brother-in-law. And so he looks after a lot of the forward driving
Yeah.
for the race. He's a great,
He's
had a
just
lot of
such a
experience.
lovely person.
Nice
We've
guy.
met up.
Very,
We see him a lot. So, yeah.
very, very nice guy to chat to. And
Yeah.
so he's a lovely
But I
guy. He
was
looked after
really
us and
impressed with his forward driving. Like, you sometimes get forward driving with people and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, I just do not trust this person. But him, I absolutely trusted him implicitly. Like I just did. Like I was not uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable because of the chafe and the movement of the car. But other than that, totally not uncomfortable at all. And he just such a good person. Like when we got in the car, he was like, he wasn't ready to go yet. He was like, right, just get in. I'm going to crank that heater for you because I was freezing my ass off. And it was so nice just to be in that warm car,
So thankfully we didn't have to spend the night at King Hutt.
Oh,
We
thank
managed to
God.
get a lift back up to the top of the
So
mountain
Chris all took
by
us all
from
up.
Chris Ord, from the other race director, came down to pick us up.
Yep.
So it was nice to be able to sleep in, a
Our own
proper
bed.
bed, nice and comfortable. And then the next day it was, Isabel still wasn't feeling
I
great.
still wasn't right. And like I saw my athletes at the finish line, but I missed a couple because I just wasn't 100% with it. This is the problem with the mini airs is the next day you're not right. You're not right. Even though you're okay, you're not right.
But had you not had the
Oh
medication,
my God,
you would
I'd
have been
been still in
bedridden.
bed. I'd
Yeah,
been
you would have been bedridden all day. So thankfully the medication helped you get up and get about and
I
talk
was
to
okay.
people and
Yeah, I just wasn't 100%
you
there.
just weren't feeling great.
Yeah.
But it was a nice day
It
and we
was
got to
really
meet.
nice, beautiful, beautiful sunshine, the music, seeing people, seeing my athletes finish, spending some time. Oh, it was just awesome. Loved it. Really, really loved it. And then, oh my God, restaurant night, did not
We
enjoy that. Fucking
had a
hell.
lovely dinner, but
We went to this one restaurant, the first one, which we thought would be great, pizza and whatever. It was absolutely empty.
no one
There
there.
was it was like a ghost time. And we go, oh, we'd like to, oh no, we're so busy. Oh no, you can't, no.
We're looking
We're
around,
like,
there's
but
no
it's
one here.
empty. Oh
No one
no.
is.
I said, but are there any bookings? He goes, have you booked? I said, no. He goes, no space. We're so busy. It's fucking empty. Anyhow,
So we walked back into the main
went
village.
down to Karora. Oh my God. And oh. Oh my God. The guy next to us ordered fish and chips and he got his fish and it was still
It's
frozen in
frozen in the
the
middle. So we sent that back, and
2 hours later, he got it.
by the time he got it, his son
His
had
son had
finished,
fished.
and
It was the
so
rent. And we ordered our meal and we had people cut because I spoke to the, I called over the waitress, the poor waitress. It's not her fault.
no.
They were clearly understaffed. Like they knew the race was going to be on. And she's like, and blah, blah, blah. And this other guy comes up, he goes, I don't want to hassle the waitress too, but what's happening? And the reason we knew about the fish was I called him over when he was walking back from abusing the chef in the kitchen. I called him over and said, what's going on? Because I had to know. And he was like, oh, the fish. I hope you haven't ordered the fish. So I put an awesome review on Google. Look it
So
up for the Karora
we
from
waited
Isabel Ross.
well over an hour
Shit
for the
food. It
food that
was
wasn't
bloody $28 for the chili con carne,
great.
which I swear to God would have cost $2. And there wasn't a skerrick of meat in it. There was
No.
literally no meat. It was four beans and two slices of chorizo and
So
half a cup of rice, if you're lucky. It was horrendous. And the halloumi chips were stone cold.
yeah, they
It
were, weren't
was just the worst meal on the planet, and they actually weren't that busy.
they? No, and they what I mean, we had some chips at lunchtime and the chips were
Oh my
great.
God, we had a burger and
So
pizza, and that was good.
my recommendation to them is to stick to the chips. Stick to what you can do well.
Oh, the salt on the chips.
They were really
Really
good.
good, really good.
Dinner not so much.
Oh my God,
So
horrendous. So, yes, look up Google reviews for the Karora Hotel, and you'll see Isabel's that was written after a couple of wines. And yeah, quite anyway. And I emailed them the review too, and they haven't
Oh
replied.
no, funny about that. So and that was nice. And then Sunday we just kind of got up and we wandered down and
Cruised
spoke to a
around.
couple of people and then, kind of
Anyway.
just decided it was time to head home.
Yep. And we cruised home.
Cruised home,
Stopped in Yarra Glen,
We
got a couple
went
of pies for
to stop
you.
in our favorite
Oh my
bakery in Yarra,
God, and it was
and it was
shut.
shut. Yeah, on a busy traveling Sunday, and it was
What?
closed. Couldn't believe it, because
If
they're
you've never
normally
been to the bakery in Yarra, you have to go
it's
there.
normally really packed.
Thriving, it's jumping.
Yeah, but for some reason it was closed, so we had to keep going. It was a bit early, to be honest. It was a bit early for lunch
Yeah,
anyway.
but I don't care when it comes to the Yarra Bakery.
So we ended up keeping on going to Yarra Glen and stopped in
Yep.
Yarra Glen for some food.
Yep.
I had a couple of pies,
I got
surprisingly.
a salad roll.
Yeah. So back to the, I figure after a big effort like that, you can have
And
a couple of pies.
you always, there is nothing wrong with a couple of treats every now
Yeah.
and again. Everyone's like, oh, Isabel, she won't live. Like,
No.
seriously,
We play that up, but I mean,
yes, we play it
she's
up.
got me eating a lot healthier, which
It's actually a good
my body
thing.
is appreciating. It really is.
And you used to think it was hilarious that I only had Sunday where I ate junk
Yeah.
food. And now you're totally on board with
Yeah.
that, aren't you?
Yep. We're having tacos for dinner tonight.
But they're healthy tacos. I've
Yeah.
got kangaroo meat, and tacos aren't that bad.
No.
Like, seriously, the taco hard shells, they're chippies
Yeah.
basically, but
So.
I've also got the soft one and whatever.
And we've got ice cream for tonight.
Yeah, because I love ice cream. And this morning we went for a run with the Peak Endurance Coaching athletes up at Sherbrooke, which was
Yep.
lovely, and went to the Proserpina Cafe afterwards and had a lovely coffee there with
Yep.
all of them. And I was going to say hashtag blessed. I'm really blessed that with my business and my clients. They're clients, but they're friends,
Yeah.
and it's a hard line, like,
Yeah.
or it's a fuzzy line, I should say, because they become my friends, and
Yeah.
we're all friends now, and it's
And you
awesome, and I
do,
love it.
you talk to them every month,
No.
and
And I
it's
talk
not.
to them, some of them, nearly every day via
Yeah.
text.
Yeah.
So
So yeah, it was really nice
it was really
chatting
nice.
on the trail.
Yeah,
It was nice
and then
social.
coffee afterwards at Proserpina. We'll have to go there again because that tiramisu looks good. Couldn't have tiramisu for breakfast. Oh,
Nah.
oh Lordy, I think we have to get it to go.
Yeah.
And then this afternoon we had a pole skills
Yep.
clinic.
Yep.
Once again, every time we do these pole skills clinic, that's really hard to say, especially after two wines, maybe three,
Yes. Right.
maybe four. Every time we go, oh, they were such a lovely bunch of people. That was
Yeah.
so lovely. Every time, they're just so lovely. Like, trail and ultra runners are just lovely.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no bones about it. They are lovely people, which we maybe have to bring up. That whole social media bullying thing came as such
Yeah.
a shock to me because I thought runners were nice. So all I can think is that they're road runners.
Or maybe not even runners,
Oh no,
not
because
even.
that guy who messaged me, or not didn't message, who commented again, who said, "Well, clearly it was plagiarism." No, clearly it wasn't because I didn't see his shit.
Yeah.
I looked at his profile. He's a runner,
Oh, okay.
and yeah, he's a runner. And it's like he doesn't follow me, so he's deliberately gone to my page to look it up to see my response. And it's like, get a life
Yeah.
for the love of God, like. All I did was post a video that supposedly copied the Dumb Runner. I've never seen what the Dumb Runner did. So how can it be a copy?
No.
It may be I borrowed from this inspiration and that inspiration. And then I thought about it because you know how much of a bugbear it is to me how people rely too much on their gums. And in fact, that's what our next podcast is going to be about because it's a bugbear for me. And so this video was a play on it. And I've reposted it on Instagram. I archived it at the time because it was freaking me out how people were just doing that to me. It was rather upsetting. In fact, numerous times during the week following that, I would be crying while I was running. Like, it was quite horrendous. So I archived it, but I've put it back up. Unfortunately, with Facebook, it deleted it, so I can't, and I couldn't be bothered reposting it. So go to Instagram, Peak Endurance Coaching, it was a play on that. And sure, it may have been a play on some other things I've seen. I see so much shit on,
Yeah.
I don't even know where the inspiration comes from. But we talked about it once we were out running and I said it.
Yeah,
And you're like, oh, that's it. And I'm like,
and
and
then
then we'll
we,
say this and then.
yeah, that's right. The idea came, or it came from you, but then we actually spoke
We
about
and
it.
then we stood outside the front of the house and we said, this is what I'm going to say, and this
Yeah.
is what I'm going to say. And we're like, oh, and I'm like, oh, should I come up with three things for we didn't
Yeah.
even know how many things we were going to come
No.
up with. And do you know what's even funnier, people, is that I got people trolling me saying, "You're not a real runner. You don't look like a runner because you had no sweat
That
on
was
you."
ridiculous.
We had just finished a 10-kilometer run, and they go, "Oh, well, oh, good on you for doing that video. You're a comedian, not a runner." And I'm like, "Well, actually, that's a compliment because I kind of always wanted to be a
Yeah.
comedian."
At first, the biggest issue people had was that it didn't look like we'd actually run
Yeah, they're going, "Oh,
10Ks.
you're just a pretend runner." No, I just finished a 10K run, and that was us coming up the driveway.
Yeah,
Literally, we
literally
finished
at
the
the end
run
of the run.
at the bottom, top of the driveway, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it's like, "Oh, but you've got no sweat on you." Well, maybe it wasn't
It
sweating.
wasn't a hot
It
day.
was an easy 10K
That's right.
run.
Yeah, it was our it was a public holiday, I think. So it was a like
I
a
don't know.
Friday morning or something like that. It was a weekday morning, I
Yeah,
think.
and it was a 10K
But it
easy
was,
run.
we'd started at like 7 o'clock in the morning, so it was still pretty cool and it wasn't hot, so we weren't sweaty.
Was definitely
And
not
yeah,
sweaty.
and so yeah, the
And it
issue
was so
that
funny. The biggest thing people were trolling me about was I didn't look like a real runner because I wasn't sweating. And some guy goes, because I said, "Oh, 175 as my cadence." And he was
cadence.
like, "Oh, 175 heartbeat if you were at that." And I'm like, "I said cadence, mate." And he's like, "Oh." And that was the worst trolling I was getting, that I couldn't be a real athlete. But I kind of took that as a compliment, right? But then these other assholes got on board, and this fucking idiot, because there's no other word to say it, and I'm sorry, I've already sworn, but fucking idiot and fucking asshole, dumb runner, to get on and say this shit about me and get all his followers, and it was really upsetting. And what it brought home to me is how distressful this must be for young people. I am older, and I believe over through the course of life I've become mentally stronger, and it affected me, and I consider myself mentally strong, and it really affected me badly. And that was part of the problems at Heart to Heart, is I was still in a mess, and that was 2 weeks later, right? You imagine this is a 15, 16-year-old girl going through this, or boy, because they're just as, emotionally
Yeah.
stunted at that age as each other. And when I say stunted, I mean not experienced, not that it's
Not
their fault.
developed, emotionally developed.
Not emotionally developed and mentally strength developed. And they're having to deal with this, and they don't have the capacity. No wonder kids are self-harming or committing suicide when this sort of crap's
Yeah.
going down, and when they get those full-on attacks, and it really makes you question your self-worth and your, it's really horrendous. And I find it incredibly upsetting and quite confronting. And it made me realize how dangerous social media can be.
Yeah.
Like I think social media is great. It's all good, but we need to be really careful, and we need to really think about what we're doing when we say these things. It was interesting because the night before this all went down, I'd been saying to Ron, "Ron, my anxiety levels are super high. I don't know what's wrong. My anxiety is super high." And the next day, this shit landed on me, and it was a really bad time for me. A lot of stuff was going on in my life at that time, and people need to think what they're doing, and what benefit do they get? What
Yeah.
benefit do they get from this? I literally don't understand it. Whether or not I plagiarized it, which I didn't, but even if I had, well, how do they benefit
Yeah.
from destroying another person's self-esteem and mental capacity?
Yeah.
What do they get from that? Enjoyment? Like, I literally don't
Yeah.
understand. But then I've never understood being unkind to someone else. I just have never understood that, picking on someone or being nasty. I've never been involved in gossip. Like at work, when there was gossip, I would just leave.
Yeah.
I would rather not be there. I used to end up having my lunch in my little office by myself and not go to the staff room, so I couldn't be involved in gossip because I'm just not into it. So, I just don't understand. And it was very hurtful and very upsetting, but it was also very eye-opening for me about what it is capable
The
of.
gang more mentality
The
as
pack
well, like yeah,
mentality,
pack
yes,
mentality
100%.
was ridiculous.
Frightening,
Like
frightening.
people, like it has no bearing on their life. They,
No, didn't affect them one way or another, but
but
they
they were,
felt they had the right to s
yeah.
send me DMs, comment. They would go through every single post and write something.
Yeah.
Every single post. Like, what the fuck? How do you have so much spare
Yeah.
time?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm still getting messages about it, like I said. And now I'm just, you can't reason with these people, because
No.
I tried at first. And you literally cannot reason with them. So now I just delete and block because there is nothing else for it. Because I tried reasoning and tried explaining to them and, tried saying you can't copyright ideas. If once one person has had an idea and no one else in the entire universe can ever have that idea again, we're fucked.
Yeah. I mean,
You
and
know?
if anyone spent any time on social media,
Oh my God,
it's
the
all the
thought
same
parties.
shit rehashed
But
every single
yeah,
day.
every single day, like I'll scroll through and I'll go, oh, there's another one of that same video, someone else
Yeah.
doing it. You know, that whole I'm a trail runner, I
Yeah.
whatever it is. It's been I'm a runner, I'm a physiotherapist, I'm a fitness professional, I'm a PT. I've seen it
Yeah.
everywhere, every iteration possible. But it's
Yeah.
not just that, but I've heard of inventions being done by two different people on different sides of the world, unbeknownst to each other.
Yeah.
Now, who's to say who was the first? And who's to say to cat what you're going to say, well, no. Like, is there an idea repository? Oh,
Yeah.
they've thought up that idea. I must not think that up.
Yeah.
You know, like it's such a crock of shit
Yeah.
because I literally did not see his stuff.
Yeah.
So I just didn't see it. Like I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it is what it is. So that's the explanation of that for people. And if any of his the dumb runners, dumb followers are listening to this, maybe this will give them, oh, no, because they don't. They're not empathetic individuals. They're not understanding
No.
individuals. So that's
No.
that. That's
No,
that.
they're just, sheep that follow.
Yeah,
The
yeah.
dumb runner told them something, so they,
Yeah.
went ahead and
I
did it anyway.
just don't understand that whole
Yeah.
pack mentality. Like, surely we're individuals and we can think for ourselves. And anyway.
Yeah, but if you call yourself the dumb runner, I guess you're setting the bar pretty low.
If you are setting the bar pretty low.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
And
anyway.
then to cap things off, one of the other things that happened to Isabel right before the race was she got hit in the head with a
Oh
basketball
my
at school.
God. Oh my God. This
So
kid. This in this problematic child. We're going to go into it. He took umbrage at another kid. So we're in the basketball stadium and I'm near the wall. And he threw the ball, and not just a normal basketball pass, but threw it, swung his body around, threw it with force, threw it at the wall. It ricocheted off and hit me in the back of the head, which knocked my hair out of my ponytail. And I was spinning, and it wasn't the many hairs at that point. And then I had a sore neck for
Yeah.
the next few days and headaches for the next few days, which I think probably set me up to have a Meniere's episode, to be honest, as
Yeah.
well as the heat and the
The
fatigue.
fatigue. So yeah. So
So
it's
we're
just
not sure if maybe a little bit of concussion, a little bit of whiplash. It was, yeah, I'd
it's just
forgotten about
the
that.
perfect
Oh, it was
storm.
like seriously.
Everything from the get-go was.
And emotionally that upset me too. You
Yeah.
know, when you get hit in the head like that, it's quite distressing. Especially when the kid then proceeds to abuse you in very highly colorful language. So it was just, it was not a good time.
Yeah.
Not a good time.
Yeah.
But it happens. Shit happens.
Yes,
And that's
and
why we drink wine.
yes. So the wash up of that is as Isabel intimated earlier,
I have retired from 100K
that
racing.
she's pulled out of
Barclay.
Barclay. We figured it was a long way to go for a race that
I find highly stressful.
highly stressful. So if any race is going to bring on her many years, it's going to be that one.
Yeah.
We'd be in America, a long way from, affordable
Yeah.
healthcare.
Oh, good Lord.
And she's at the moment, the way she feels about ultra running, in a bad headspace for a race like that as well.
And you've got to go into that kind of race with full commitment. And
Yeah.
it's not fair if I take up that spot with full commitment when there's people dying on the wait list, dying to get in. That's not fair. So I made sure I pulled out straight away because then there was time for some international races to get in. And ultimately, me pulling out early holds a space for next year.
Wait, what?
No. Arturus says he's going to convince me.
Well, he did last year.
I know. Bloody Arcturus.
So
Anyway.
anyway, Isabel's retired from.
But I have been asked to do 100K this weekend.
So it's being tested fairly strongly right from the
Yeah,
outset.
but I need to help them. But it's not, it's 86 kilometers. It's
It's
trail
still an
running.
ultra.
And she said just a bit of it. Anyway, we'll see.
Yeah. So.
Because once again, I believe ultra running is about the community. And I've been asked by Em Maber, who was in the podcast last week, to potentially help out with Oxfam because, you know, one of their team members. And Em stepped up for me, you know, with Coast to Cozzy. So
Yeah.
it's not just that I feel obligated, you know, which is a certain element of it, but also I want to, you know, because that's what the ultra community is about, is putting aside our own shit and going, I'm going to help you because I want to see you succeed,
Yeah.
right? And that to me is what it's about, not this trolling people or slamming people, oh, you copied a video,
Yeah.
whatever. It's about helping each other and helping us succeed and do the best that we possibly can. And if that means I've got to do some extra running on Friday that I wasn't anticipating or planning on, then so be it.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see
So,
what happens.
yeah, so we're gonna start. We've already started doing a few different things in that
We go to body
we
fit now.
actually went to Body Fit this weekend, which was a
Well, I started during the
whole new
week.
yeah. And I started. I did one
And like
yesterday.
the second session I go there, my ex-husband girlfriend's there. And I'm like, oh. And then the next time I went, the principal from school's there. Holy crap. So yeah, but no, it's really good fun. I used to teach Body Fit many moons ago. It's good fun, something different. And because if I don't have something else to occupy me, like I said to Ron, I will just run. So I need something else to occupy my obsessive compulsive brain, and it's fun. It's good
it
fun. Good
is.
music. There's movement.
Using, I'm feeling it, using muscles that we don't use.
Ron once again was really nervous. He was so stressed and nervous. And I'm like, the guys that are there are dad bods. Like seriously, you are way above them, fitness wise, everything wise. Because he was like, oh, you know, and you were, weren't you? 100%, 100%. Deodorant wise too. You actually wore
I wore it. Some
it.
other people should have worn
Yeah, absolutely.
it.
So you know, it was a bit of fun, and it's good fun, you
And in
know.
our usual fashion, we ran there,
Yeah,
did
you know, and ran home. It was an 8K run in total, you know, but just trying to mix it up, trying to change things. You know, I've been doing 100K races for 12 years. I've been running for, I don't even really know when I started, 35. So that's, fuck, that's 17 years. I still feel like a newbie in many respects because there is so much to learn about running. Who knew there was so much to learn? Anyway, we have been, I don't know, it's that I really should wear my glasses. Anyway, I think we've been going for over an hour, potentially. Like, you know, we all face challenges. I want this to, you know, I want this to be tied up neatly with a bow and be like an American movie with a lesson and not be like a Japanese fucking series that we just watched that I'm very disappointed in the finish. What was it called? The House of
The House
Ninjas.
of Ninjas.
Like, great, but I wanted it tied up in a bow and it was not tied
It
up in
was
a
not
bow.
tied up in a bow, no.
Anyway.
It was tied up in a slip knot.
I wanted to hang myself on. No. What I want to say is that, you know, life throws us many curveballs and many challenges. Like, I look after my health and I've always considered myself very healthy. When I first got this condition, the tinnitus was highly upsetting for me. Like, I wasn't sure when I first got the tinnitus how I was going to cope with it. I was a little bit, to be honest, suicidal at the start with the tinnitus because it's very confronting to never ever in your life have silence again. But I learned to get past that, just like I will learn to get past the effects that it has upon me now, right? And life is tough, life is not easy, and I personally believe that running ultras gives us the tools to deal with these difficult situations in life because it has seen me through, well, the initial tinnitus, the death of my parents, the breakdown of my marriage, the difficulties with my children. You've dealt with many issues too. And thank God for running. Thank God we have running, you know, because I don't see knitting quite covering, fulfilling that need as much.
No, that's right.
And so if your running is not going spectacularly, it's okay. Just get out there, just run, just feel the power of your own body because your body is amazing. It may not be as fast as Joe Blow. It may not be as lean as, what's his face, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're out there, you're running, you are an amazingly powerful individual. If you can run, that shows that you have the strength of mind and strength of body to achieve anything you want in life. Because if anyone is an example of that, I am. I have had this condition the whole time I was doing all these races. I've had difficulties in life, and I'm sure you have too, but you rise above them. And it's that hardening effect on you. Each time you rise above something, you can rise to a new level. So just remember, you are amazing. You can do it. And don't compare yourself to others because we're all on such a different journey. And my journey at the moment means I'm not going to run as fast as I used to or as far. And that's okay. I still struggle with that.
She's trying to convince herself
I'm
that
trying to
she's a
convince
grunt.
myself, and that's okay too, because it's hard, but just do your best, get out there. And if you're running, you are a runner. It doesn't matter your pace, it doesn't matter your body shape, it doesn't matter anything.
No.
At the end of the day, we are
Just
all
get out there.
runners and we are in this together, and we should be there supporting each other, not knocking each other down, supporting each other, and running
Yeah.
for the love of using our bodies.
That's right.
Because the human body is an amazing machine. Judging on
Yep.
the how my chafe healed, it's a fucking
Yeah,
amazing
that's
machine.
right. Yeah, that's right. And it gets you out. You see so many different things.
Yep.
I've seen so many weird and wonderful and
Oh my
amazing things
God,
while I've been out
it's
running.
been an amazing ride.
Yeah, so just get out there. Just
Yeah.
do it. Just
Have fun with it.
have
Like,
fun with it.
it's kind of become a little bit of work for us, and this is our
Yeah.
focus now. We're not stopping running, but
No.
we're focusing on the fun of
Yeah.
running.
Yep.
So we'll be there at more social things. We'll be there at DTR, Park Run, Knox Road Runners.
Yeah.
We'll be there at shorter races. We'll be there. We're still doing stuff. And make sure you say hello to us and let us know whether this sort of an episode has impacted you, because I really want to help people understand running is for everyone, and we are a community, and we are stronger together.
Yep, I agree. And that's wonderful words.
All righty, and on that note, go have a wine yourself or go home and have coffee and breakfast.
Yeah.
Either. They're both awesome.
Bye
All righty. Thanks for joining us. We love you and keep listening.
bye.